The fighting between Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip continues. We're not any closer to a two-state solution in the region, a Palestinian and Jewish state living side by side. We're going to be hearing over the course of the next few weeks from a variety of voices who've been reflecting on the long, painful history here. Today, we want to welcome Imam Taymullah Abdur-Rahman, chaplain at the Massachusetts Department of Corrections, who wrote a piece for member station WBUR's Cognoscenti op-ed collection titled, "I'm a Man of Faith, but I don't know if I believe anymore that peace is possible." Imam Tay, as you're called, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And give us some context. You say you believe Israel has a right to exist right there. That puts you outside of many of your fellow Muslims who view you as a pawn. Explain more about that.
Right. Well, I think we're beyond the point where we can kind of debate about whether they deserve to exist or not. I mean, obviously, they've been there for half a century. They have a right to exist. I mean, I think the problem with it is that many people think of the Holocaust when they think of the Jews, and they think that's the start of whatever kind of reaction that the Jews may have had. But I mean, they have a deep history. And essentially, anti-Semitism started back in the biblical times, and then, of course, the Holocaust. Mm. So I think all of these things have to be taken into context when we're talking about the Jewish people as a civilization are deeply traumatized and deeply afraid, you know, being surrounded by their enemies in the Middle East.
Yeah, so you have some sympathy and have long had hope and faith that something could be worked out here. But you talk about this recent incident, which we know was triggered by Israeli police coming to the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, cutting the wires to loudspeakers during the call of prayer, as you write, in the middle of Islam's most holy month, Ramadan, during a most sacred week, Eid. And it was a provocation in your view and in the view of many. And then there were also Palestinians being evicted from their homes for Jewish settlers. But you also point to just what you see as an unnecessary level of violence. Why is it that you've suddenly lost your faith?
You know, there's always been the expectation that Israel being a democracy in the Middle East, that they would have some restraint. And I think that, you know, some of the times that there's been an uptick of violence, you can say, okay, there's an argument for justification on either side, maybe, or perhaps, you know, for Israel, you know, they have to protect their people, their citizens. But I feel like this particular incident is just a blatant disregard for human rights, a blatant disregard for their claim to be a democracy at this point.
So once you were outside some of your fellow Muslim imams thinking, now, in criticizing Israel, you are worried about your relationship with Jewish leaders who you've befriended.
Right. But I think, you know, when people become religious leaders in this climate, this time, especially for some of the modern day imams, I think that in the West, becoming an imam has become a position of prestige and comfort and luxury. You know, you can kind of get your salary, you know, everyone loves you in the mosque. But originally, these positions were positions of threat. They were positions of danger, and they were positions of being sometimes outside of the normalized context of what people believe or think. So, I mean, this should be expected. I would be surprised if I had never had the opportunity to speak my truth and be kind of marginalized by either side. I think this comes with the territory if you're being true to the position.
You're also a black man in America, and you say being black has made me repulsed by injustice of all kinds. But how does it feel as a man of faith to lose faith?
Well, I'll tell you, it's difficult because I think at this point, you know, people are calling for a ceasefire. And at this point, even a ceasefire is not good enough because it means that Palestinians are still going to be behind the proverbial eight ball, so to speak. So as a black man, being in the position where I know that, you know, my forefathers fought for some of the social justice benefits that I have today, I feel like, you know, the violence gets in the way of the potential of the Palestinian people just improving their quality of life. So first we have to have a ceasefire, but then there has to be some focus and attention on the basic human necessities that they are deprived of.
That's Imam Taymullah Abdur-Rahman, chaplain at the Massachusetts Department of Corrections. We'll link you to his op-ed at hereandnow.org. Imam Tay, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.